Good morning and praise the Lord.
Morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bibles and read Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 35. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 to 35. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be healthy to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou cast desire are not be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy walk safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou layest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lay down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The course of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. But he giveth grace. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of the fools. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for every trial that was beyond our control, but you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen things that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God, renounce your anger, laziness, selfishness, non-willingness to serve, renounce your worldliness, your lies, your greed, love of money, your fight, your strife, and the rest of your sins. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. As you said in your word, if we confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our needs, trusting you that as we obey you and do your commands, then you will provide for us all our needs. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, we pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant new Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and the children will be obedient to their parents in obeying their instructions that come from your word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores and to study well. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruit to God. Lord, we pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for our brethren. We pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, we pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, to heal them and provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solution to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, those whom we met daily, and those whom we know back home in our countries to be safe. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to and to preach the gospel in these countries. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices, and documentation that we need. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of service, administration, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts, the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all of us, workers, members, to work with you always and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, raise up more workers and pastors to serve you. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and touch us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost in the new places and to the new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and give praises unto him. Thank you.
You send forth your holy angels, O Lord God, to join us, O Lord. In our worship to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, let's continue to praise and worship the Holy God.
Dream of, you put your favor on me. One day in the house of God is better than a thousand days in the world. So blessed, I can contain it. So much, you gotta give it.
Yes, oh God, one day, oh Lord, in your presence, truly, Lord God, even valued the whole days of our life. Thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the one and only, who is with us, who will go before us. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you're all we need. Day after day, Lead us, O Lord God, to the perfect path that you have prepared for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can call you as our friend, that we call to you by prayer and you are there answering us. Thank you, Lord. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Privilege, O Lord God, to come to you, to come and worship you, to offer and lift up to you our prayers, O Lord God. What a friend we have that we can lift up everything. Things that we cannot carry, O Lord God. Things that is needless for us to bear, O Lord. You are there to lift us and carry us. Only you are a prayer away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you again. In the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes in offering to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Lord, I praise you and have gratitude to all the blessing you bestow upon us, seen and unseen. And as we give our tithes, offering, and first fruit to you, may your divine wisdom will be upon us how to be a good steward to all the resources you entrusted to us, for us to always blessed by you and fulfill your word to open the floodgates of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, bless this money for the extension of your kingdom and the ministry, and bring mercy to the poor and to needy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramis entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 22, Friendship with God, Part 1. God's Calling Requirements, Part 22, Friendship with God, Part 1. Open your Bible in John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God. We pray, Lord, give us wisdom to understand your message to us today. Speak to every one of us, O Lord, and transform us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When Jesus said in verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. That does not mean that you give your life for your friends. But the truth is that Jesus gave his life for us because he is considering us his friends. Jesus truly died on the cross for our sins to save us. And he is requesting us today to be his friend. The friendship with Jesus and of Jesus is based on this command. Verse 14. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Jesus would consider you his friend. And his blood that he shed on the cross of your sins will cover your sins and saves you if you obey the commands of Jesus and his word and the voice of the Holy Spirit to you. There are much privileges of having the friendship with God. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Friendship with God reveals to us and makes us know the things and the knowledge of God. To be a friend with God, then you will be aware of what God is doing. And you can analyze clearly the events in life. Abraham, our father in faith, cherished his friendship with God. James chapter 2, verse 23. James chapter 2, verse 23. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Abraham and his descendants received the blessings of the friendship of Abraham with God. Friendship with God is not like the friendship with people. God is everywhere, and he is there all the time. People are not available in the places and in time that you are in need. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. What is said in this proverb, that your friend and your father's friend you should not forsake, because in your calamities they are near to you and are better than your brother who is far away. But who can be nearer to you than God, who is just a prayer away? And who can be more faithful to you than Jesus? And who can be more helpful to you than God being your friend? God wants you to be faithful to his friendship. For the disciples of Jesus admonish that they need to have friendship with God and not to have friends with the world. He is a jealous God, and he will act with anger and become furious if you favor people and friends over your friendship with him. James, the writer of the book of James and a half-brother of Jesus, emphasized about the friendship with God by condemning the friendship with the world. James chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. James chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to inveigh? When you make friends with people and compromise with them and condone their sins because you think one day you will need them, that way of thinking and behavior will make God very angry with you. Amen. If you do that, then you are forfeiting the privileges to be friend with God. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. God here is speaking with Jacob, whom he called to serve him. And he is reminding him that he is the friend of his grandfather, Abraham. Based on that friendship of Abraham with God, the Lord here is calling Jacob to continue to serve him. Your friendship with God today will pave the way for your children and your descendants to be favored and called by God to serve him. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? King Jehoshaphat, when his land was invaded by the armies of the enemies, in his prayer he appealed to God that he had already given this land to them, the seed of Abraham, based on Abraham being the friend of God. Based on that, God intervened for King Jehoshaphat and the people with him, and gave them great victory over the three invaded armies. Abraham at that time, long time, was dead. But his friendship to God was standing, and his descendants were receiving privileges because Abraham, their father, was a friend with God. Mm-hmm. Your friendship with God today and in your life on earth will ultimately bring great blessings to your children, descendants, and your disciples. People, relatives, neighbors, and friends will not help your descendants, but your friendship with God, who lives forever and who is omnipotent and omnipresent, will secure life and the future to them. The work of your hand cannot help them, but your friendship with God can. Exodus chapter 33, verses 11a. Exodus chapter 33, verses 11a. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Moses was also friend to God, and he cherished his friendship with God. The value of the friendship that he had with God. The Lord was speaking to him face to face. When you are facing troubles and you don't know what to do, and when you want a counsel and got advice, you need answer and clear direction to go and move. You may have and got many friends, but they will not be able to do what God can offer to you when he speaks clearly to you as his friend and face to face. They cannot satisfy you with an answer as God satisfy you. Do not be worried if you don't have friends, because Jesus can go with you to any place and solve your problem. He may send you to certain people who will accomplish to you what you need, or he may go himself and finish the matter to you, and you don't need even to move. God's calling for you today is to have and to keep your friendship with him, and it will be done to you as you believe. The Bible teaches us to make friendship with God in order for us to walk in obedience with him and live the life to the full that he promised to us. The Bible admonishes us not to have friendships with people, but to keep our friendship with God, who will teach us how to handle each and every relationship with the people that we come across in life. Our God is a jealous God, and he does not want us to prepare people and relationship above our relationship with him. In addition to that, our friendship with the world and to the people most likely expose us to dangers and might get harm. Therefore, God's word is keen to teach us to abide in our friendship with him alone. People, they usually make friends for different reasons. It might be for acquaintance and for passing time, and with such friends would be a source of entertainment. The psalmist said to the Lord, Psalms chapter 88, verse 8, Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Acquaintance means friend. So here, one of the purposes to have friends is for the purpose of acquaintance, in order to spend time and have a fun or open discussion and heart-to-heart talk. But whom you can find better than Jesus to meet and to trust and to open your heart and to talk? Why we should not have friends from the world? Friends in the world are a source of troubles in your life. The following events and situations will show clearly why you should not have friends from the world, from among those who do not follow Christ. Here we will start to describe events of wrong friendships. Letter A. People can be friends with you to get some benefit. People can be friends with you to get some benefit. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. So here, the purpose of friendship is that to get something out of the relationship. People usually make friends to get some benefits. People, they will become friends to influential peoples and leaders in order to get privileges, knowing that influential people are always having benefits and favor and support. So in making friends with them, they are included in these privileges. Abner, when he was angry with Isbosheth, said to him that he is giving benefit not only to the house of Saul, but extending that even to the friend of Saul. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8. Then was Abner were very wroth of the words of Isbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head which against Judah to show kindness this day unto the house of Saul thy father, to his brethren, and to his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou charges me today with a fault concerning this woman?" When you are poor, no one you will find beside you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. Psalms chapter 38, verse 11. Psalms chapter 38, verse 11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sword, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Job was scorned by his friends when he lost his possessions. Job chapter 16, verse 20. Job chapter 16, verse 20. My friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Job chapter 19, verse 14. Job chapter 19, verse 14. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. Job chapter 19, verse 19. Job chapter 19, verse 19. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I love are turned against me. Job chapter 19, verse 21. Job chapter 19, verse 21. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God had touched me. What we can see that friends are there only to get a benefit from you and to use you. Then the best friend to you is Jesus. He is there to help you and support you in times of need. Letter B, friends are also burden and are cause of troubles. Friends are also burden and are cause of troubles. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Your friends will require of you to be friendly to them. And they might ask you something that contradicts the word of God or something that will affect your relationship with Christ. Therefore, we can say that a man with many friends may come to ruin. Friends will ultimately bring harms and damage. Therefore, let us keep Jesus as a sole friend, as God's word declares. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that friend is Jesus. Letter C. Friends can pull you away from the right atmosphere and encourage you to do bad things. Friends can pull you away from the right atmosphere and encourage you to do bad things. Judah moved away from his brothers and married a Canaanite woman due to an influence of a friend. Genesis chapter 38, verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 38, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned in to a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shoah, and he took her and went in unto her. That same friend was with Judah when he went and slept with Tamar after his wife death. Let us read the story. Genesis chapter 38, verses 12 to 23. Genesis chapter 38, verses 12 to 23. And in process of time, the daughter of Shoah, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up unto his sheep shearers to Timnah, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnah to shear his sheep. And she put his widow's garment off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place which is by the way to Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way and said, Go to, I pray thee. Let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, Wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, What pledge shall I give thee? And she said, Thy signet and thy bracelet and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her and came in unto her. And she conceived by him, and she arose and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he found her not. Then he asked the man of that place, saying, Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the man of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. Such kinds of people whom you take as friends, they will not only mislead you, but will encourage you and will not stop you from doing wrong. Letter D, friends can betray you. Letter D, friends can betray you. The friend of Samson married the woman that's supposed to be the wife for Samson. Judges chapter 14, verse 20. Judges chapter 14, verse 20. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. The one who was a friend to Samson is the one who betrayed him and took his wife. Friends of the world who are not friends of Jesus will betray you. Letter E, friends can be so malicious people who invent distractions. Friends can be so malicious people who invent distraction. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verses 1 to 15. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verses 1 to 15. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything for her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Junadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Junadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, Lay thee down on thy bed, and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and make himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her, and said unto her, Come, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not doubt this fully. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise, be gone. Jonadab was a very subtle man, and taught Amnon and encouraged him to do evil. You might not be aware that bad friends, even among relatives, will teach you to do a frank evil thing. Letter F, friends will hinder you from doing what is right. Friends will hinder you from doing what is right. John chapter 19 verse 12. John chapter 19 verse 12. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Pilate wanted to release Jesus, but the Jews took advantage of his relationship with Caesar to hinder him from doing so. Pilate, being a friend of Caesar, they told him, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Your friendship with certain people will make you side the crowds and condone and agree with their sins. Devil will use such relationships to hinder you from doing what is right. My dear and beloved, do not be worried if you don't have friends, because Jesus can go with you to any place and solve your problem. He may send you to certain people who will accomplish to you what you need. He may go himself and finish the matter to you, and you don't need even to move. It is better that you don't have friends because they are harmful. Your friends of the world are the only to get a benefit from you and to use you. Your friends of the world will require of you to be friendly to them, and they might ask you something that contradict the word of God or something that will affect your relationship with Christ. Friends will ultimately bring harms and damage on you. Your friends of the world who are not friends of Jesus will not only mislead you, but will encourage you and will not stop you from doing wrong. Your friends of the world who are not friends of Jesus will betray you. You might not be aware that your friends who are not friends of Jesus, even of those among relatives, will teach you to do evil things. Your friendship with certain people of the world will make you side the crowds, condone, and agree with their sins. Devil will use such relationships to hinder you from doing what is right. To fulfill our calling to God, we need to keep our friendship with Jesus and move away from other friendships that we have in the world. Apostle James said in James chapter 4, verses 4 to 5, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to obey? Our God is a jealous God, and he does not want us to prepare people and relationship with people in the world above our relationship with him. In addition to that, our friendship with the world and to people would most likely expose us to dangers, and we might get harm. Therefore, God's word is keen to teach us to abide in our friendship with Christ alone. Let us commit to the principles of the message that we receive today, and let us implement what we learn in our lives as we commit ourselves to Him in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Let us repent and renounce our sins. Confess your sins now to the Lord. Lord, I repent of the following sins. Renounce the sin of being friendly with the world and trusting the people's favor. Renounce the sin of being people's user. Renounce the sin of marrying non-believer. Lord, I understood well your word in this message. Lord, I am coming back to you, and I want you to be my friend. Cleanse me, Lord, and build me according to your word and your will. Lord, I pray that you will provide all my needs. Lord, protect me and provide me the favor that I need in my life to overcome some of my troubles. Lord, I commit to you this problem, that I need you to go before me and solve it. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who committed themselves to live and to do your word. Lord, give them more faith and trust in you. Lord, provide all their needs and go before them and solve their problems. Lord Jesus, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be similar to you in character and attitude, and that people will see you through their lives. A church. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go and evangelize and make new disciples. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations for the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning.